Lena Dunham slammed for saying she wants her casket driven through a pride parade. Pride is for us, not gratifying the egos of straight people. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 4, 2022. Actor Lena Dunham was slammed for saying that when she dies, she wants her casket to be driven through a New York City pride parade. Pride is for us, not gratifying the egos of straight people who see us as accessories, one social media user retorted. When I go, I want my casket to be driven through the NYC Pride Parade with a plaque that reads she wasn't for everyone, but she was for us who can arrange. Dunham tweeted on Sunday. Social media users quickly reacted by questioning why Dunham, a straight woman, would be honored at a Pride Parade, and why she thinks the gay community should make her the centerpiece of their events. Pride is for us, not gratifying the egos of straight people who see us as accessories, one Twitter user wrote. And what have you ever done for the LGBTQ? Sis, you ain't no gay icon, another said. It's called gay pride, not straight shame, another Twitter user commented. We do not assert ownership, another wrote. Arrangements for the safe disposal of Lena Dunham in accordance with state and federal law remains the responsibility of the heterosexual community. Girl, no. We don't claim you like that, another reacted. Lena Dunham's ability to occasionally write insightful commentary about millennials' flagrant narcissism is negated by her inability to ever wonder if she's part of the problem, one Twitter user proclaimed. Another bluntly said to Dunham, you can't just declare yourself a gay icon. Gonna start living my life with whatever amount of confidence Lena Dunham has that makes her think she's an LGBTQ+ icon, another quipped. When Dunham is not trying to insert herself in the LGBTQ+ community, despite not being gay, she is trying to insert herself in the pro-abortion community, despite never having had an abortion. In July, Dunham, who once said she has never had an abortion but wishes she had, said the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overrule Roe v. Wade was one of the darkest days she has experienced in her life. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.